Dobre, je dobre byť tuto v chládku.
It's good to be here in the shade.
Tak ešte dokončím ten príbeh o diviakovi, hej.
So I will finish the story about the pig, okay?
Iba som bol trošku nahnevaný, lebo ja som taký seriózny človek.
Actually, I didn't like the story that much because I'm a serious person.
Ale je super vedieť, že kto za tým je.
But it's good to know that now I know who to come.
Takže ďakujem za všetky tú chronológiu, ako kto s tým narábal. A teraz už viem, za kým mám ísť a už to bude dobre.
So thank you that all the people involved in the story, now I can come to them and tell.
Nie, ako som vravel, ja som seriózny človek a
So as I said, I'm a serious person.
A jednu vec, čo by som chcel, aby sa udiala.
And I would like one thing to happen.
Ja by každý z nás mohol ešte lepšie a ozajstnejšie spoznať Ježiša.
And that is that I wish that all of us could better know Jesus.
Myslím, že to je tak dôležité a tak život meniace, že kto vie, tak vie.
I think it's really important in life to know Jesus, and it's like life-changing experience, and who you know what I'm talking about.
A viete, sme rozprávali ten príbeh o Petrovi.
And as you remember, we were going through the Peter's story.
A sa mi páči ešte potom celkom tak v závere jedna taká zaujímavá príhoda.
And there is one story at the end.
Keď Peter bol so svojimi kamarátmi, sedeli pri mori.
Peter was sitting with his friends at the beach.
A mal tam šestich kamarátov a tak vraví, že idem loviť ryby.
And he had six friends with him there and he just told them, I'm going fishing.
A všetci, ideme s tebou.
And all the others replied, okay, we'll go with you.
A tak idú na tú loď a lovia a lovia, až, ale nič nechytili.
So all of these guys went on the boat and went fishing, but they didn't catch anything.
A potom vidia niekoho na brehu. Asi 100 metrov boli od brehu.
And then they saw some person on the shore. They were about like 30 feet from the shore. 300 maybe.
A tak nevedeli, kto to je, ale to bol Ježiš, ktorý už bol po skriesení a sa im tretíkrát už zjavil.
And they didn't know who that person was on the shore, but it was Jesus who was resurrected.
A on zatiaľ im tam robí na ohničku rybu a chlebík.
And while they were fishing, he was doing he was grilling a fish for them with a bread.
A ešte potom im vraví, že hoďte siete napravo.
And then he told them to put their nets on the right side of the boat.
A oni hodili tie siete napravo a vylovili 153 rýb.
And they did that and they caught 153 fish.
A tak oni zistili, že to je pán, hovorí Peter.
And Peter realized that that's our master there, you see.
A na tej lodi to niečo také bolo ako man cave.
And the boat was actually something like man cave.
Oni aj keď chlapi chytali a horúco, tak oni aj nahý boli.
when they were fishing and it was hot, they could be also naked.
Ta Peter rýchlo len sa tak nahodil na cez seba, hej, tú plachtu, jak vtedy mali, a rýchlo skočiť do vody a chcel byť tam prvý.
So Peter put some clothes on him and he wanted to be first on the shore, so he jumped from the boat.
Ostatní museli ťahať tú veľkú ťažkú sieť a plaviť sa na tej lodi k brehu.
And all the others needed to take all the fish that they caught with them and the heavy boat to the shore.
No a potom sa stretli.
And finally they met with Jesus.
A potom Ježiš sa ho pýta takú jednu otázku.
And then Jesus asks him one question.
Pýta sa Petra, miluješ ma?
He's asking Peter, do you love me?
A on že, hej, že vieš, že ťa mám rád.
And he answers, yes, you know that I love you.
A mu vraví, tak pás moje ovečky.
And Jesus replies that take care of my sheep.
A potom sa ho to pýta ešte raz to isté. A Peter zase, hej, však vieš, že ťa mám rád. A on zase, tak pás moje ovce.
And then Jesus asks again, do you love me? And Peter replies, yes, I love you. And Jesus again, take care of my sheep.
A potom asi po tretí krát, keď sa to spýtal, ako keby to Petrovi konečne došlo.
And when they did this thing for the third time, Peter realized something.
A tento príbeh je v poslednej kapitole už Evanjelií. Všetko, čo máme zaznamenané, ako oni tak žili a s Ježišom, tak to už bol ako keby taký koniec.
And this story is at the end of the gospel, so all the other stories are before it.
Ale čo je krásne, potom je tam ďalšia kapitola v Biblii, sa volá, že skutky apoštolov, ako oni žili. A to môžeme vidieť úplnú zmenu u Petra potom.
But there is another book after the gospel. There are Acts, and we can see a lot of things in Acts, especially like Peter's life was changed.
Sa mi veľmi páči to, ako Ježiš k ním pristupoval, že sa staral o nich, pripravil im jedlo, keď boli hladní, pomohol im chytiť ryby. A až potom, keď sa stretli, im dáva rady. A najprv ponúka pomoc.
I really like the way how Jesus treated his followers. He was taking care of them, he prepared a meal for them. He was a friend with them, and after all these things he was giving advices to them.
A ako keby mu vraví, Peter, ja by som chcel, aby si robil niečo väčšie v živote. Nie zase to, čo si robil od mala, že chytáš ryby.
And then Jesus tells Peter, I want you to do something else, not fishing.
Chcem ťa povolať do niečoho väčšieho. Neostaň len v tom, že som ti niečo sa snažil vysvetliť a jak odídem, tak ty zase ideš loviť ryby.
I want you to call to do something bigger than fishing. When I left, I didn't think that you will go back to be a fisherman.
A Peter mal v sebe veľký potenciál. Ježiš to videl. Videl, že je vodca, že je akčný, hej. To všade bolo vidno. Ľudia ho nasledovali. On ide chytať ryby, všetci idú s ním. On ide k brehu, všetci idú za ním. Ježiš videl ten potenciál, ale chcel ho využiť inak.
And Jesus saw the potential in Peter when he went fishing, all the others followed him, and when he went to the shore, all the others followed him. So he saw the potential in Peter that he's a good leader.
Iba jednu vec potreboval pochopiť.
He just needed to realize one thing.
Aby pásol tie ovce, aby bol rybárom ľudí, aby sa staral o ľudí, nie o ryby.
And that was that he needs to take care of his sheep, that he's not fisherman of fish, but fisherman of people.
Ale potrebuje jednu podmienku to mať.
But one condition needs to be met.
Či ho miluje Ježiša.
And that was if he loves him.
A tam sú také dve výstrahy, lebo častokrát možno ľudia sa snažia robiť dobré veci a dobré skutky, ale tá motivácia nie je to, pretože milujeme Boha, milujeme ľudí.
And we need to be careful about two things. One is that many people do good things, but the motivation is not that they love God, but that they love people.
A druhá vec je taká výstraha, že ak rozumieš tomu, čo máš robiť, tak neostaň v tom, čo je také plítke možno, čo vieš robiť, ale chod do niečoho väčšieho.
And another thing is that if you understand what you're supposed to do, don't stay in what you're doing now in something shallow, but go to new things in your life.
Myslím si, že ľudia, ktorí pochopia, že môžeme robiť väčšie veci, že môžeme slúžiť ľuďom z motivácie lásky k Bohu a k ľuďom.
And I think that people who realize that we can serve God, we can help people, not from the motivation that we love people, but that we love God.
Takí ľudia robia napríklad Keci Camp.
That kind of people do, for example, Keci Camp.
Chcel by som ešte, aby ste trošku len nahliadli, ako sa potom zmenil Petrov život.
And I want us to see a few things, how Peter's life was changed.
Keď toto pochopil, tak naozaj to nechal a a robil o mnoho väčšie veci a rozprával s ľuďmi.
When he realized this thing, he started to do new things and he helped a lot of people.
A tí jeho kamaráti tiež, ktorí vtedy iba chytali ryby, ho nasledovali v tom a chodili s ním a rozprávali s ľuďmi.
And his friends, they also kind of got that and they followed him, Peter, and they were talking with people around them.
A zažívali také zvláštne, také dobré spoločenstvo. Biblia hovorí, že mali veci spoločné a že sa mali rádi a spolu jedli.
And they could experience some really good community. The Bible says that they were together and they loved each other and they shared their things.
A jedlo a všetko prijímali s takou vďačnosťou. Zrazu boli vďační za veci, čo mali v živote.
They shared also their food and they were grateful to God.
A sa píše, že chválili Boha a boli obľúbení u všetkého ľudu.
And it says that they were praising God and all the people liked them.
Chválili Boha a boli obľúbení u všetkého ľudu a Pán Boh im potom ešte pridával ľudí.
And God was giving more people joining them.
Viete, že takí ľudia, ktorí milujú Boha a milujú ľudí, sú obľúbení.
And we can see that these people that they love God and they love people are favorite.
Ľudia si myslia, že rôzne veci, ale každý by chcel človeka, ktorý je spravodlivý, každý by chcel kamaráta, ktorý ho nepodvedie, každý by chcel priateľku, ženu, ktorá je úprimná, ktorá je dôveryhodná, ktorá dôveruje.
I think that everybody of us would want to have friends that don't betray us. Everybody wants to have a wife that doesn't cheat on us.
Komu sa to dôverovať?
That everyone of us wants to have friends that they can trust.
Ktorý vie, že každý by chcel, aby sme žili v spoločnosti, kde niekoho nenapadne zobrať si niečo, čo nie je jeho.
We would like to live in a society that nobody takes something what doesn't belong to him.
Takže žiť v spoločnosti, kde ľudia si majú úctu voči sebe, kde chcú dobre jeden pre druhého, je to, čo Ježiš učil.
That everybody would want like to live in a society that
že máme úctu voči sebe, že si vážime jeden druhého.
That, we show gratitude to each other.
A že premýšľam o ňom v dobrom.
And that we think in a good way about other people.
Že som pravdivý.
And that we are honest.
A je dobre mať takých ľudí okolo seba.
And it's good to have people like that around us.
A to sú veci, ktoré sa môžeme učiť. Ale som presvedčený, že najlepším učiteľom v tom je naozaj Boh, jeho láska, jeho charakter.
And those are things that we can learn, but I think that the best teacher for that is God.
A už budem končiť, len chcem, aby sme sa spoločne učili žiť. Učili žiť tak, aby sme boli náš potenciál využili na dobré veci.
And I would like to ask to learn from each other, that we can use our potential and we can use it for good.
Aby sme sa stávali ľuďmi, ktorí si ostatní povedia, wow, chcem mať takého kamaráta, kamarátku.
That we could become people that everybody will say, wow, I want to have friends like that.
Dôležitejšie je, aby Pán Boh si povedal, hej, to je moje dieťa. Som šťastný z toho, ako žije.
But even more important, I want us to be people that God will say, hey, that's my children and I like the way how he lives.
A nikto nie je dokonalý, samozrejme, že robíme chyby.
And nobody's perfect. We all do wrong things.
Ale chceme sa v tejto spoločnosti učiť žiť tak múdro a správne.
But we want to live a good life.
A preto by som chcel vás pozvať aj do toho, že každú sobotu o 6:00 máme takú mládež, kde sa spoločne učíme, ako žiť.
That's why why I want to invite all of you to the youth group. That meets every Saturday and we learn how to live there together.
A naozaj mojou túžbou je, aby každý z nás objavil svoj potenciál a využil to pre to, prečo bol stvorený.
And I wish that all of us could understand our potential and use it for good things.
Ďakujem.
Thank you.